107.5. Switch Radio. Switch Radio.
Jake Donnelly, who gets the ball into the box, out on left foot, header comes in from Charisma Abon Lahore, about 2 yards out, the ball coming into the box from Donnelly, outside of the left boot, and he just went and met it about 2-3 yards out. Keeper had no chance. It's Romulus 1, Ghoul 0 on the Saturday scoreboard. But there's a second goal for Romulus from the corner that came in.
48 minutes,
the second goal has been gone in, fired into the roof of the net. Luke Keane has got it, continuing his rich vein of scoring form. An explosive start, we said, explosive start to matches. In this case, it's an explosive start to the second half. Romulus 2, Ghoul 0. Ball's pinging around in the box again. And the ball come for Keane!
Great effort.
Who gets his second goal of the game. Ghoul failing to clear their lines. They pay the price as the ball comes to Keane on the edge of the 6-yard box on 54 minutes. It's game, set and match. It's Romulus 3, Ghoul 0 on the Saturday scoreboard. They've won it back, have Romulus. It's now with Keane at the edge of the box. Right footed. There's the hat-trick. Drills it into the bottom corner. The keeper flat-footed into the bottom corner. An amazing second half here at Coles Lane for Romulus and for Keane, who has got himself a hat-trick. It's Romulus 4, Ghoul 0. The heads go up. It's a back header, which an overhead. Oh, what a goal that is.
What a beautiful
strike. That's absolutely fantastic. A fourth goal for Luke Keane. If we can imagine this, the goal for Okazaki for Leicester against Newcastle a couple of weeks ago, very similar, ball bouncing in the box and he's just hooked it over his head into the corner for a fifth goal for Romulus. Romulus 5, Ghoul 0. That's the best goal of the lot.
Luke, congratulations. A fantastic performance this afternoon. 5-0 victory against Ghoul. And you are undoubtedly the starman of the match, scoring 4 goals as well. Incredible performance personally from yourself. Start off, Luke. Give us your overall thoughts on the match.
I thought we started slow. I thought that it was sort of, it had that feel to it of a nothing game at the end of the season type feel. The heat as well, it was quite hot out there. And I think the lads, it just took us quite a while to get into gear. And then second half, I think we came in, we had a bit of a talk about what had happened over the game. We thought we didn't look in any danger, but we weren't creating anything, we weren't going forward, we weren't being pressing as hard as we usually do, and there was big gaps. But I thought second half we come out and we just dominated from start to finish, and the scoreline shows that.
Key to the second half was the 2 early goals, wasn't it? Because Charisma Bondahore scored very early, and then you scored the first of your 4 goals as well. What do you think was the key part about that first 5 minutes of play? Were you just at them straight away? You came up the traps flying, really, didn't you?
Yeah, I think you always have to, especially at this level. If you do come out, then that's what was disappointing for us at the first half, because we've been, last sort of couple of months, we've been flying out of the box in the first half. And second half we've been quite slow, so we've been getting two goals up, and then it's been a battle and we've been winning 2-1 and things like that. So it was frustrating not to do the same both halves. If we can do the same both halves, we'll be a really, really strong side and a tough side to beat.
4 goals you scored today, Luke. Have you ever scored 4 goals before at any club?
I think I've scored a couple of times in open age, but mainly sort of youth level. When I was at Tamworth and places like that, we used to route a few teams, 6, 7, 8, so I used to get on the score sheet. So no, it was nice today. It was, like I say, a really good team performance, and we took our chances. And we kept a clean sheet, which is all we can ask for, really.
Of the 4 goals you scored, which is your personal favourite?
You got Sadio Bricky, didn't you? So it's nice to score one of them. I ain't scored many of them in my time, so it felt good. Felt good.
Looking at then, Luke, next match for Romulus then, you've got Stocksbridge Park Steels away next Saturday. What do you know about Stocksbridge, and what can you say for this match to go into that game next Saturday?
It's up an hill, a really big hill. they're a good side, mate. They've always been solid. I played against them, I think the only other time I played against them was in the trophy when they were in the league above, and we went there and we were unlucky to get beat, and they were a really strong side then, and I can just see up north, up Sheffield, and they're all big strong lads, physical game, and don't give you an ounce to sniff, so you have to make sure you're on your mettle.
Roms have had a bit start again. Romulus have had a very impressive away form this season. With the running now, with just a few matches at the end of the season now, is it vital to, like, with results like this, to keep things on an even keel and keep be positive about your performances? And do you feel you're building a marker where next season you can be taken seriously as a powerful challenging outfit?
I think this season we were a serious challenger. We had that sort of blip again. I think the season before we had sort of two blips, one at the whole of the start of the season and then sort of midway. But after that we went on like an unbeaten run. And then last year we went on an unbeaten run of about 14 games at the end of the season, and if we'd have picked up some decent points just before that, we'd have been in the playoffs. But I think we're always there or thereabouts. We're probably two or three players short, just to probably experience more than anything. We've got a lot of young lads who are really good lads. But me, like I say, I've said it before, I'm only 26 and I'm one of the oldest heads, and you usually find that you've sort of titled challenging sides. I've got a couple of lads who are sort of 28, 29, who are sort of real strong in the tackle and know the game and know how to win games ugly as well. And it's nice today when you can score five, but you're not going to do that every week, and it looked like it was going to be a 1-0 either way at half time. So that just goes to show that once you can get that first one, you can roll teams over. We've got that strong mentality.
Well, Luke, thanks for your time, and the very best luck next Saturday against Oxford Park Steel.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And there's people on the business.
Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.